Let us join together in prayer. At this time of trouble and confusion, O Lord, we pray that you will keep us in your mercy and protection. We pray for those who are ill and those who are fearful of illness. We ask for God's help for those who are thrown out of work and those who have too much work to do. We pray for the isolated and the lonely, that they may be comforted and given hope. At this time of international anger, protest, and concern, we pray for the deep and urgent changes necessary to make this a fairer world for all people. And we pray that our national and international leaders may be guided to make wise decisions for the well-being of our future world. We give thanks for all those who love their neighbours, in particular for those who care for the sick and the many who continue to provide the services our society relies upon. We pray for those who are deeply worried about the people they love. We pray for those who have recently died and for those who grieve for them, and for those whose anniversaries we remember. We give thanks for St. Peter's and for those who are working to reopen this church for private prayer and then for worship. We pray for God's blessing on Julia, on Sarah, on Matthew and their families, and on all who need our church, who worship at it and support it. O Lord, every day in this parish, hundreds of prayers are offered to you by many people inside and outside the church, like arrows shot to heaven. They echo our thoughts and fears, our joys and our sorrows. O Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers now, and listen for those we will utter up in the coming weeks and years. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.